everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's always good like that. And I thank God that He is. I love you, Lord Jesus. You know, everywhere we go, we talked about yesterday how God is with us, how He is always there to help us go forward. In life, you have to be ready to make adjustments. If you decide to follow God and follow through with all that He's giving you and receive His words, by all means, make the adjustments. There will have to be adjustments in the way you think and the way you process. The Word of God is speaking the heart of God because it came from the heart of God. The intended meaning is perfect, it's full of wisdom, it causes prosperity, it's full of blessing, and as you go forward in life, it works. The intended meaning of God's word, it works, and it will bless you. Now, in every stage of life you're in, the word will work. But the things that we receive that's not lined up with the intended meaning of God's word, or deception itself, is not full of wisdom like the intended meaning is. The problem is, once you believe something, and you lean to it, you're not challenging whether it's the intended meaning or not. And you'll read into the word the way you've been taught the word. That's why in the last few broadcasts we talked about how interference, you know, old thoughts, deception, wrong viewing of the word causes people not to receive the truth of the word. The only way to receive the truth of the word, you have to love God and be sincere in your heart. And you have to be determined to learn what you're after. Now, when the Lord told me, He said, I asked Him, why didn't He tell me something that I really needed to know a long time ago so that I could have avoided mistakes? And He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. There are truths that some people can't learn because they were taught wrong and they don't know how to come out of it. They still believe whatever they were taught wrong, and that causes them to avoid more light. And that's not God's fault, but God has to work with people. That's why, you know, people get in trouble teaching the things that's wrong, because people look at the character of a person and it's good, the sincerity of a person is true, and then when they teach something wrong, people believe everything they said is true, but they didn't research it for themselves. And what I want to bring notice upon, you know, to the people of God, I want everyone to know, it's all right to challenge the truth. Go back and make sure that everything you believe is in line with God's word. When the Lord shows you something, sometimes you feel challenged because it's different than the way you thought. But when you act on it, it works. So it is with all truth. Now, James Robinson said something one time, man, I greatly respect. I learned a lot from him. I've been listening to him from the 80s. Not consecutively, but off and on. I bought some of his tapes, and I used to listen to him when I go out of town. And I watched Life Today, you know, often. But he said something years ago. He said, don't hold me down to the things that I once taught, because in the Lord, you have to make adjustments. Now, he said this way before I'm saying it now. He said, Because when you follow God, you learn more, you know, from glory to glory, and you see things in a greater way. So a healthy ministry will change. And if you grow from glory to glory, you're going to understand from glory to glory. And you'll have the ability to teach greater things from glory to glory. And that's also, it works both ways. That's why it's so important not to get off track. Sometimes people go backwards. They believe, they hear something that sounds good and they run with it. But when the Lord explains things to you, you see a greater part, you see what he sees, and you see things in his right order. And then, my friend, you have understanding. Now, once the Lord show you something, and he helps you understand truth, not in the rightly divided, in the intended meaning, is right. You can run with that. And you should. But I was taught the pre-tribulation rapture, which I understand the scriptures of it. I know I've always agreed with it because the scriptures that they showed me are convincing. And I never heard anybody, I was never around people that believe the other ways, you know, mid-tribulation or I'm using this for an example, or no tribulation. You know, I know that there's going to be a tribulation. That's just the word of God. But I also know that that Daniel was sealed and Revelation, parts of it was sealed. What we have to work with is still in mystery form, but it's edifying. And so I listen to see what the Lord is showing people. But I'm seeking the Lord for myself. The main thing is believing on Jesus Christ and following him. If you can do that, if you have sincere love for God and his word, it doesn't matter when the rapture comes or when Jesus comes. You're ready all the time. That's the way to live. You'll be caught building your life and working as unto God. Jesus said, occupy until he come. If I knew when he was coming, I'd go to work. I wouldn't change my routine just because Jesus is coming, because he said, occupy until I come. The same things I'm doing now, I will do until he come. That were times I thought he was coming that day, because the Lord has been telling me, he said, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. And man, I felt the urgency to do all I could to follow God. I love him. And it's sobering. Because it's not that I'm out to some kind of reward. I want people to live and know him. I got loved ones. I got people that I know and care about. And I want them to enter the kingdom of God. And my love and kindness can help them. My prayers can help them. Me saying what God won't say can help people. Now that's the kind of work I'm trying to accomplish. And in my daily routine, I deal with people. So what, I don't care when he comes. I just want to be doing what I can do until he comes. I'm glad he's coming. And I'm glad I'm going with him. And I'm not afraid of the enemy. I'm not afraid to die. And I'm definitely not afraid to live. But I do want to know the truth of things. And the only way to do that is to seek him. And I learned something. If you're going to ask the Lord your questions, it's easier to receive what he has to say if you really don't care what the answer is. I want to be right in his eyes, not in mine. I learned that, you know, even when I vote, I don't know any other politicians, even the ones I like. I don't know. But I want the country to be as strong as possible. And I ask the Lord, objectively, I know who I favor, because I know me. And that's, it's easier for me to vote for who I favor. But I ask the Lord anyway. And people do things, you know, they do what's in their heart. They do what they're persuaded to do. But when the Lord is the one guiding you, that's the most perfect. That's the most perfect wisdom there is. So in you know, when I'm voting, I get to a point, I go and pray, and I get to, I don't care what he say, whatever he say, that's what I'll go with, because he know the people. And he has a purpose. He knows how to do what he's doing. He thinks of everything. He has strategy. Just, and it doesn't mean that the politician's going to be right with him, but they may fit his purpose. I know that may sound weird, but you're just going to have to go and ask the Lord about all that yourself, so you can be fully persuaded. And that's all I suggest, because what he's doing, and it's all right to ask him, well, why in the world would you choose that one? He don't seem like the person I would, you know, he don't seem right. But God knows what he's doing. You just have to, sometimes you're just going to have to trust him on, especially when it comes to his word. See, when the Lord reveals something to you, true revelation is perfect. It fits the wisdom and strategy of God. But everything looks good from a certain point of view. And that was scriptures that I thought would say one thing, and I thought it was God's will, and I taught it that way, or I was inclined to teach it that way, but then the Lord showed me greater truths of it. And I said, oh. And I saw it in a greater way. You know, when I was coming up in the Holiness Church, a lot of people had a message about the way women should dress. They couldn't wear pants. They had to wear dresses. No earrings. No jewelry. No makeup. All these. They got hung up on all that. But I watched. The Lord never gave me the dress code messages. And a lot of other things that were taught. He never gave me those kind of messages. That was just man. That was just preference. They were preaching preference. They were preaching, and everybody, well, they just amen it to death. I said, no. That's something, to, you know, God never gave me those kind of messages. He gave me other things, and the other things gave me greater light. Now, the church was a wonderful church otherwise. They would worship, and you'd go in the presence of God, and we'd have a good time in the Lord. And I learned a lot of things, foundational things. But the wrong things, the Lord never gave me any. He never gave me a message on the dress code. He never gave me messages saying women couldn't preach. I just happened to go to a Holiness church that didn't believe in women preachers. Then the Lord corrected the pastor. And I kept running into women that said they used to go to that church, but the Lord called them to the ministry. They had to go to another. They went to another church. They changed fellowship over. Well, when Elder Lewis released the women, then five of them went up. They had been called to the ministry. But they didn't leave the church. They were just, they waited. They waited on the Lord. And I saw how people can be so sincerely wrong. They can mean well, but be wrong and deceived. I thank God for all women preachers who love God. Because the Lord can, you know, I would never stop the anointing operating on somebody. We need everybody operating at full capacity. Because we're trying to fight a demon that cheats. He don't fight us. Demons don't fight you man to man. They go get help. And then we need to do the same thing. When we struggle, we need to seek the Lord for help. It's all right to go get prayer. It's all right to let praying people know you got a problem. If you want to live. The word said, you know, you can believe God yourself, but if you struggle, if it's not working, go get the elders, they'll pray for you, you will be healed. A promise came with it. You go get the elders, people that believe God, people that are sincere in their prayer, people that love God, they walk in His way, they can get you healed. Now, it's important, especially if it's your loved ones, you can be emotionally attached, but they're not. There's a lot of wisdom in you. If you follow God and seek Him through, you'll win, especially if you're determined, and especially if you're sincere. If you're sincere and determined and you won't take no for an answer, you will succeed. You will be healed. You will be blessed. You will learn from God. Be like Daniel. Sometimes you just got to say, I'm going to learn this. And you seek Him and don't give up. Don't quit. And whatever he show you, you got to trust Him on it. Now, I'm going to tell you this, as I said, that there are some things, if you ask the Lord, you got to be a good steward. If He's preparing you to be a good steward, your answer's coming, but He's trying to help you. Because if you tell the secrets of God ahead of time, you can do damage. But I'm not afraid to learn. And he told me this, I kept seeking the Lord about things, and he showed me, he had me to read about Samuel. He taught me that when you seek the Lord and you learn, you are held to a higher standard. And I got concerned. I said, well, Lord, will I backslide or something? He said, no, but I got to tell you this. I said, okay. Because he gave me the option. He said, you can keep asking questions and learning, or you can just learn the things necessary to get the job done. You know, I said, well, Lord, if I'm not going to backslide, I said, won't it help if I learn what you're trying to show me, the greater things? He said, yes. And I knew I had to be a good steward, but I couldn't live a sloppy life. I couldn't go back and sin. If I do, it'll be bad for me. And I knew that. I said, well, I want to learn. I want to learn everything I can learn from you. I wasn't afraid that I would do something stupid or sin. And one thing I learned from the Lord is to keep my mouth shut. Only teach what God give me to teach. That's what I'm sanctioned for. When I'm teaching, it's different than when I'm learning from Him. If He brings it up, then I'll teach it. If He don't bring it up, I keep my mouth shut about specific things. Because sometimes the things the Lord will show you and reveal to you, it'll just cause an argument. People won't see your point, and they're already persuaded. So you can't just go around telling everybody what you learned, like I did when I first started learning from Him. But when I started asking Him greater questions that people normally don't ask, that's when He showed me that. And I had to learn to not talk too much. And be sensitive. Sometimes you want to. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will prompt you to do it. And then I got so used to not saying nothing about some things, the Lord would prompt me, and I check it out. I said, Lord, you sure you want me to say that? Because normally I don't talk about this. He said, tell Him. And I tell Him. I said, okay, I tell Him about the dream or the vision or whatever God gave. And that happens sometimes. But you have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. If you can be sensitive to Him, you can learn whatever you want to learn. Now, some things He'll prepare you to learn. And He'll help you be a good steward, like I just said. He'll, you know, but you have to, once you got the information, you better be a good steward with it. You can't run, you know, don't get in your emotions and go tell somebody something the Lord didn't release yet. It doesn't help. It's very important to do it God's way. Remember, deception is not anointing. Wrong teaching is not anointing. Insincerity is not anointing. But the sincere meaning of God's word is not only anointing, it's full of God's strategy. And some things God put there, he showed it to you. He gave you the reference, but it's in parable form. You won't be able to figure it out unless you're sincere. Even Daniel, the things of Daniel and the things of Revelation, it's right there in your face. But the best preachers can't figure it out because God sealed it. Ultimately, the Word of God is designed to retrieve the light, the sincere, and resist the proud. And that's one thing the Lord's been doing from the beginning. He chose the light, rejected the darkness. He chose the light, rejected the darkness. He know how people think. He know what they'll do. They'll use the word to their advantage and live an insincere life. But he ministered to people, to his own people, when they asked. Now that's showing you the heart of God right there. He taught parables, and Jesus went about his way. But when they asked him to explain the parable, he deciphered all the parables. The way he interpreted the sower, the parable of the sower, the same interpretation fits all of them. Now, but his people were sincere and they asked, then he explained it perfectly. Now the Lord will do that for you. Because he's given light to his people and he's resisting the proud. That's why he sealed Revelation and he sealed Daniel. But he'll teach you, if you're sincere, anything you want to know. Anything you seek after him about. And then you'll be full of wisdom and strategy. And your life will do what he's doing. You'll give grace to the humble and you'll resist the proud. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.